Welcome to Darnley Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados. In an age where data is currency and every click could be a threat, knowledge is your greatest defense. I'm your host, Darnley Gresson Jr., and this is a podcast where we illuminate the dark corners of our digital world. Join us as we navigate the ever-changing currents of cybersecurity news, IT security, and the latest in cyber landscape. Whether you're a seasoned IT professional, a business executive, or just curious about the forces shaping our digital future, Darnley Cyber Cafe is your digital coffeehouse guiding you through the noise. I'm here to break down the noise, the headlines, the jargon, and deliver actionable insights to protect your data, your business, and your peace of mind. So, fasten your seatbelts and prepare to embark on a journey through the ever-shifting world of cyber threats, news, and IT security. Darnley Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados, starts now. Episode 71, Quantum Threats to Cybersecurity. Quantum computing is an area of computer science that explores the possibility of developing computer technology based off of the principles of quantum mechanics. What better way in explaining this than to discuss its origin and how far we've come to this point in this podcast? Quantum mechanics, as a branch of physics, began as a set of scientific discovery in the late 19th century, along with these quantum systems. In 1982, quantum computing starts with Richard Feynman, and he lectures on the potential advantages of computing with quantum systems. And in 1985, David Deutsch publishes an idea of a universal quantum computer. Since these sparks took shape, the evolution of quantum computers have taken place. I like to quote Robert Heinlein, "Everything is theoretically impossible until it is done. One could write a history of science in reverse by assembling the solemn pronouncements of highest authority about what could not be done and could never happen," end quote. I like to mention this quote because this really sort of sits on human ingenuity, or I like to say the human possibility. Think about how far we've come with traditional computer systems today. And this doesn't seem to be so far-fetched if you think about it. Now, quantum computing in itself is one of those things that is basically misunderstood. Today, we understand ones and zeros, but tomorrow, this landscape is completely new. And most of you will feel like the majority of the population did back in the 1970s when computers started to take shape in mainstream. Now, in 2016, IBM makes quantum computing available on IBM Cloud, and in 2019, Google claims the achievement of quantum supremacy. Now, this essentially means that quantum systems could perform tasks that surpass those in the classical world with traditional computers. So, to put this in your typical computer timeline, we are in essence currently in the 1950s of quantum computing. So that means basically they took up a space of a room and they could perform single tasks and literally had no operating systems. Is this all about to change? Now, I personally believe that quantum desktop computers, or if you want to put this in perspective, the 1980s desktop quantum computer will be available within the next 10 years. And I do say this as a matter of fact because of how far advanced we are with our existing technologies and our thirst for more and faster computation, which will add additional fuel to the fire of this transition. Now, I've personally seen various articles online saying that quantum computers are 20, 30, 40 years away. And I disagree. I personally believe in terms of my involvement in technology, my involvement in humans, I can tell you that once we have a commodity that can be utilized, it will be utilized. Just like with oil, it will become utilized. So if a technology that is being produced and developed and deployed is something that people would want to have. And this is really going to push the envelope. So I don't believe, and I don't see anyone else saying this, but I personally don't believe that it's going to take 20 to 30 years to see quantum computers on your desktop. Now, also, just look at what I mentioned about in 2016 that IBM made quantum computing available on the cloud. Not to say that there's going to be a quantum computer in everyone's desktop in the next 5 to 10 years is far from the truth. However, look how easy accessible your laptop, your tablet, your desktop can access quantum computers through the cloud. So any sort of research you want to do, you know, some sort of models you want to throw at in terms of the quantum computing models, this will be within your fingertips within 10 years, guaranteed. But if you want to look at how far it will become in the next 20, 30 years, well, that's kind of anyone's guess at this time. If you look back 20, 30 years ago, we were in a much different situation, and how far we've advanced technology since the 1990s, you can tell for a definitive matter of fact that technology has an interesting way of doing its leaps and bounds. The same thing's going to happen to quantum computers. You're going to think that it's just going to sit in a warehouse somewhere for another 20, 30 years using vacuum tubes or whatever the case may be. That's not going to happen. It is an amazing time to be alive at the rebirth of another computational generation. And this is going to push the boundaries of our existing knowledge of ones and zeros to the rainbow of qubits. Now, although quantum computers at this time are rare and not easily accessible, I do need to highlight the cybersecurity elephant in the room. Quantum computers can break our highest encryption keys with absolute ease. So, what are the real threats of tomorrow? The risk here is the basis of our current encryption methods. Now, according to Cornell University, they were able to crack a 2048-bit encryption key within 8 hours by using 20 million noisy qubits. Wow, yes, this is clearly a hacker's wet dream. And I believe, and don't quote me on this, that it would have taken traditional computers over 42 years to crack that encryption key. It's just over 40 years of our traditional computer systems, whereas this quantum computer took 8 hours. So within a reasonable shift, so to speak. The handling of public key system is the biggest problem, especially with the extreme number of uses it has today in our world. RSA, for example, is a private key that can be computed by factoring a number that is the product of two prime numbers, as 3 and 5 are for 15. Sure, quantum computers at the time of this podcast lack the processing power and have a few too many errors to crack today's strongest codes, but does not mean we need to live in a land of ignorance for much longer. When, not if, these encryption keys are broken, people will not be able to trust the data they transmit or receive over the internet, even if it's encrypted. This can be completely chaotic to the millionth degree. Imagine all the bogus certificates, the internet certificates, and all the various false identities that could be conjured up. Like this is something that would really shake up the internet as we know it. This is, in a nutshell, will have a significant impact on cybersecurity. And as I said, will be a huge game changer for all of us. The greater risk is the vulnerability of information that needs to retain its secrecy well into the future. Stuff such as national security data, banking data, Privacy Act data, etc. These are secrets that really need to be protected with quantum-proof encryption right now, particularly in the face of bad actors who are stealing it while they wait for a quantum computer so that they can break the encryption. Now, I'm sure this made you a little uncomfortable with understanding this huge gaping vulnerability looming over the horizon. So what can we do about it? How can we quantum-proof our data today before Q-Day? Now, no, Star Trek fans, I'm not talking about Q. Q-Day is when current algorithms become vulnerable to quantum computing attacks. So how do we quantum-proof today? I'm going to introduce you to post-quantum cryptography, which is also sometimes referred to as quantum-proof or quantum-resistant. These are public key-like algorithms to secure against attack by a quantum computer. Also, I want you all to understand that many hackers and threat actors are utilizing the quote-unquote harvest now, decrypt later mantra so they can get the sensitive data I described earlier now, so when they have a technology to decrypt it later, it is fully possible. This is why the push for quantum resisting data is at the utmost importance for many government agencies across the globe. There are 6 different cryptography approaches that are currently being focused on. However, I won't go into these details as this would take up extra time explaining each and every one of them. Hey, if you're interested, I'll be happy to make a separate episode specific to this and get into more detail. Just let me know. There is a project called Open Quantum Safe Project, which has its goals to producing quantum-resistant cryptography. Check them out if you want more information on the key exchanges that they are supporting, and perhaps you can implement that in your current setup. Storing cryptography is vital to overall individual and societal cybersecurity. It provides the foundation for secure transmission and data storage, and for authenticating trusted connections between people and systems, but that doesn't necessarily mean security. Cryptography is just one piece of the larger pie. Using the best encryption won't stop a person from clicking on a misleading link or opening a malicious file attached to an email. Encryption also cannot defend against the inevitable software flaws or insiders who misuse their access to data. Even if the math were unbreakable, there can be a weakness in how cryptography is used. Microsoft, for example, recently identified 2 apps that unintentionally revealed their private encryption keys to the public, rendering their communications completely insecure. Now, once powerful quantum computing arrives, it poses a large security threat, larger than we can know right now. But because of the process of adopting new standards can take years, I highly advise to begin planning for quantum-resistant cryptography now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Darnley Cyber Cafe. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for weekly episode releases, because in the world of cybersecurity, knowledge is power. While you're still here, don't forget, there are no strangers here. Next time you come back to the cafe, bring a friend. I'll see you next time.